That we worked on a week ago. That I worked on, if you have it. If not, you can bring up something else to experiment with, but try to bring up a access database. Okay, the one I'm bringing up is the one that I did in class, which is the student one. Okay, so that's the one I'm bringing up. So if you bring up that same one, then it will be more in sync with what you have. If not, just bring up any database. Bring up the one that we worked with in class on Thursday. But just have a database that we can experiment with. On class on Tuesday, right? This is Thursday. If you're having problems, ask Lindsay for help. Hopefully you got more comfortable doing the exercise that we did on Tuesday and are more comfortable with the different kinds of queries. Okay, we did a bunch of queries with this. Okay, and this was your standard OR query, where I've got criteria on this criteria line and another criteria on the OR line. So this is my standard OR. Let's see, this is my standard AND, where I've got two criteria on the criteria line. So this is a standard AND. And this is one where CI has to be true. So I put it on both lines because it has to be the CI and a GPA greater than 3.6 or CI and number of credits greater than 15. So CI has to be true, and then either of the other two things can be true. But CI has to be true, okay? And that's the one that usually bothers people the most. When I say the major has to be CI, and either the GPA has to be greater than 3.6, or the number of credits has to be greater than 15. And people tend to forget to lay it out with the CI in both lines. Okay, so that's a review, quick one, of the user interface. The user interface lets you set up an area where the user can easily develop a query. Behind the scenes, however, that query is converted by Microsoft into SQL, which is pronounced either SQL or SQL. I pronounce it SQL. Structured query language. SQL stands for structured query language. All of the relational databases in use will convert, or at least all that I know of, will convert anything that's in a user interface into SQL, and the SQL is what actually gets executed. SQL right now is one of those things, if you look up the things you should know, SQL is usually high on the list. And we're going to touch on SQL, but you If you want to really know SQL, you need to take a more intense course, obviously, that deals with just SQL. So SQL is a structured query language, and that is what Microsoft, or if it's Oracle, or if it's any of the other databases, will take and convert to SQL. So we're going to look at doing that today, writing in SQL. Okay, so there's my student database, and I have an ID, NO, stu name, major, GPA, and number, CR, with the C capitalized. Okay, because SQL tends to be case sensitive, so I need to remember that. Okay, so I'm going to create a query using SQL. So I say create, and then I go to query design, just like I did when I was creating a regular query. Okay, so I do create, and then query design. And then I close this up. So with the show table, I just close. And notice what comes up over here is SQL view. So right under file, I've got SQL view. Okay, so I'm going to develop an SQL view. When I say SQL view, the first thing it does is show me the word select, because the word select is the beginning of a query. It also shows me a semicolon, because the semicolon has to be the last thing in the query. Okay? So I'm going to take the semicolon and move it down and get it out of the way. And I'm actually going to bring up Notepad so that I can write it in Notepad and it's a little more visible. And then I will copy and paste and put it back into SQL. You can write it directly after the select. I'm just putting it up here because it's a little more easy to read. So it started out with select. And then I can choose the fields that I want to see. Okay, so just like in the user interface, you drag things down to tell it what fields you want to see. Up here, I write the name of the field, and that's why I look to see what my fields were called. Okay, so I want to say select ID number, and then I put a comma, and then stu name was my other field, and then major, and let's say I want GPA, but I don't want number of courses. So I can say select the ID number, stu name, major, GPA. And then I have to tell it where I want to get it from, so I say from student. That's the name of the table that I have set up over there. If you look under tables, my table is named student. So I want to go to the student table and find the ID number, the stu name, the major, and the GPA. Okay, so now I'm going to copy that and bring it back over here and paste it in. Okay, so that I now have it. And as I said, you can write directly there. I'm doing the copy and paste thing just for able to see it a little bit better. Okay, so now I come over here and I click on view and it shows me that. So this SQL generated that. It is showing me, okay, all of the students. I had 6 students, and is showing me all of the 6 students. And is showing me the ID name, stu name, major, GPA, not the number of credits. And if I had rearranged these in a different order, it would be showing me that in a different order. Okay. So now, if I had wanted to see all of the things, I could have put a select asterisk here. And if I put select asterisk, it means show me all of the fields. And I don't have to write them all out. So if I do a select asterisk, and then come over here and pick SQL view and change it to that, and then view it, I now see everything. I see all of the fields. So select asterisk got me all of the fields. Okay. If I want to save this query, I click on the X. It comes up. Do you want to save the changes? Yes. I'm going to call this SQL all, and it saves the query. So I now have SQL all over there on the side. So now I'm going to go in and create another query. So I'm doing create, query design, and I close this and click on SQL right over under file. And it gives me the select again. So this time I'm going to say select ID number, name, Stu, name, major, GPA, from student, and I'm going to get rid of the semicolon because I'm not done, where major equals CI. So this is where I can put in my criteria, is with the where clause. So I'm saying select ID, student name, major, GPA, from student, where major equals CI. So this is the same as going into the user interface and underneath major on the criteria line putting CI. Okay. The user interface isn't designed for developers. SQL is. So SQL is used when you want to do something more complex. Okay. So now I have where major equals CI. So I'm going to take this code, and I'm going to put a semicolon, by the way, at the end. Then I'm taking this code and taking it over here, and then I am going to view it, and I am getting only the CI majors. I'm getting only the CI majors. Now let's say I want CI majors with a GPA greater than 3.5. Okay. I can come in here and change this and say, and GPA greater than 3.5. So I've put an and in there. Okay, so I've now got major equals CI and GPA is greater than 3.5. And again, this would be the same in the user interface as writing major CI, putting CI on the criteria line under major, and putting greater than 3.5 on the criteria line under GPA. Okay. So now, if I take this, and go over to SQL query, and paste it in, and run that, I've now got just the three people that had a major of CI and a GPA of greater than 3.5. Okay, try doing one where I want either major CI and GPA greater than 3.5. I want an or there. I want either one or the other. I actually want to keep it on the outside.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
Because then I can show them both the output and the code.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's totally fine.
Because that way I get to show the output and the code.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I still don't remember how to do it, so afterwards you can tell me.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what I had before. Now, what would I do if I wanted to ask or?
Instead of and, you put or.
That's right. It's as simple as that. I take the and I make it an or. Okay. And then when I run this, it comes up with CI, and apparently I didn't have anybody that had a major greater than 3.5 that was in the BU. So I'm going to go back and fiddle with it because I want to get somebody else. So I'm going to say greater than 2.5 and come over here. Click on the SQL view and change this to 2.5. And now I picked up actually everybody, so I probably should have made it greater than 3, but that'll work. So I got everybody that was a CI major, and I got everybody that was a VMU major, and I got them because their GPA was greater than 2.5. So that gets me everybody. Okay, so now the next thing I want to look at is I want a CI major and either GPA greater than 2.5 or, I mean, major equals CI and either GPA greater than, let's say, 3 or number credits greater than, let's say, 20, or something like that. So the first thing I want to do is I want to add number credits up there. I'm going to clear that out just so I, when I take a picture, it doesn't end up. So I want CI and GPA greater than 2.5, or I said 3, I guess, greater than 3, or number credits greater than 30, I think I said, but maybe I'll go with 20. I'm not sure what my numbers are. Would this do it? The answer is no, because ands are resolved before ors. Okay, ands are resolved before ors. So if I were to run this, it would say these two things or just that one. So if I had the criteria line, and the OR line, okay, so this is the criteria line, and this is the OR line. Then under major, it would come out as CI, and under GPA, it would be greater than 3, and under number of courses, it would be greater than 20. That's how it would get resolved. It would say major has to be CI and GPA greater than 3 is one thing, or just the number of credits greater than 20. So that's how it would resolve that. And that's not what we want it to do. Okay, so if I go in and change this and put in parenthesis around the either this or this, because it's CI and either GPA greater than 3 or number of credits greater than 20. So if I put that in, it then does it this way, where it says major equals CI and either GPA is greater than 3 or number of credits is greater than 20. You can read these parentheses basically as an either. CI and either of those two things. So if I want this to be everybody has to be a CI major, I have to put that in, because ands get resolved before ors, which means the two things around this and got grouped together and the or stood alone. Okay? So now if I take this and I come up with an SQL. Actually, I want to get rid of all the smart ink. And I come into the SQL and I paste this in and I run it. Okay. That means I spelled something wrong. Yeah, number of credits up at the top. Okay, so we'll go back to the SQL. And I wrote the N there, but I never finished it off. Or I erased it if I did finish it off. Num credits, okay? So that's what I want to take over. And now if I run this, I'm seeing, okay, this. They're all CI majors, and they have a GPA greater than 3 or number of credits greater than 20. Okay, that was probably too wide a base. Maybe I should make it different and try different things, but essentially what I'm getting is everybody's a CI major and they meet one of those two criterias. Okay. If I change the criteria to be more limiting, then I may get different things. So I've now got SQL view again. And if I change that to greater than 3.5, okay, and run that, now I'm down to three things. Because the third person had a GPA of exactly 3.5, and so they're not going to show up. So, and they didn't have a number of credits greater than 20. So, everybody, if I say, let's say, greater than 22. So So I can go back and change what I want to test here. And eliminate more people. Okay, actually I didn't eliminate anybody more. But what I've got here is that David did not have a number of credits greater than 22, so he had to be there because of the GPA question. Okay, David did not have a number of credits greater than 22, but he lasted because he had a GPA greater than 3.5. Okay. Okay. Now you try this one. Let's try writing one that has a CI and GPA greater than 3.6. Or BU and number of credits greater than 10. Okay, so try writing that one. Questions? Okay, I'm going to move on then. where major equals CI and GPA greater than 3.6. Or major equals BU, and you could go down to the next line if you wanted to. I'm going to keep it up on this line, but I could have gone down. And num credits greater than 10. Now, this one does not need parentheses because ands are resolved before ors. So it is going to group these two. That'll be the first thing it does. Then it's going to group these two. That will be the second thing it does. And then it's going to do these. So then it will do the OR and say either CI and GPA greater than 3.6 or BU and greater than 10. So it will do the first group, do the second group, and then say either one of these groups, either this one or this one. Yeah.
Can you put parentheses and still, like, are the results the same?
Yes. If you put in parentheses, you can do it around the groups. So I could put parentheses around this group right here, major to 3.6, and around this one, major to 10. So I could put parentheses around those if I wanted to. And then for that matter, I could parentheses around the whole thing. But you don't want to get too many layers of parentheses going on, or you totally confuse the issue, which I'm going to show you in just a second. Okay, so this is CI and GPA greater than 3.6, or BU and number of credits greater than 10. Okay, so if I take this code that I wrote, and I say SQL view and put it in there. Okay, so there it is. And now I'm going to run it. And there is my answer. So I've got all the CI majors have a GPA greater than 3.6. All of the BU majors have a number of credits greater than 10. Okay, and I could have used a higher number there. If I had used greater than 30, who would have been eliminated? If I'd said number of credits greater than 30, who would have been eliminated? Jim. Okay, Jim Smith would have been eliminated if I had said number of credits greater than 30. Okay. Because he was a BU major, but he didn't have credits greater than 30. So he would have been eliminated. Okay, now, Microsoft, in all of its helpful framework, decides to help you out with SQL. So if you look at my assignment, I said, give me the database, but also send me a list showing all the SQL as you wrote it, because Microsoft tries to help you out. And in the process of helping you out, it makes it almost unreadable. Okay? So I want you to do it, show me what you actually wrote. Because the problem is, if you go back and forth between looking and viewing and you forget to hit SQL view, you'll end up at user interface. And after doing that a couple of times, it will decide to fix things for you. Okay? And so when I get it, I will see Microsoft's version. So that's fine as long as you send me a list that has all of the ones that you wrote and ran so that I can look at the list as well as testing them in the database. Okay. So if I go if I go back to the A and B or C and I look at it in, this is how Microsoft, I set it up in the user interface. We looked at that at the beginning. This is how I set it up in the user interface. Okay, if I then go and look at the SQL view for that, that's what I see. And I can't even begin to tell you what parentheses they put in there. But first of all, they sat out, and for all of the fields, they wrote student.id, which means table name.field name. Okay? So they added that in, the table name.field name. Now, if you have multiple tables, and the student ID number appeared on those multiple tables, then you need to do this. You need to tell it which table you're talking about if the field appears on more than one table. But if you've only got one table and it's only appearing on that table because there is only that table, then having the student dot in there is totally unneeded, okay, unnecessary. My biggest problem is the number of parentheses they've got down there. They've got enough parentheses down there that I can't, in fact, read what they really are getting at because there's just too many parentheses. Okay, they put a parenthesis around student major. For what reason, I have no idea. Then they put another parenthesis around student major equals CI. Again, I have no idea. And so they keep adding in layers of parentheses. It's not that it's wrong. It's just that if I pick this up and want to figure out what it means, I've got to go in and play a lot with the parentheses so that I can figure out if, in fact, it's this and either of these, or this and this, and this stands alone. I can't figure that out by a quick look. The way we wrote it, you can figure it out with a quick look. Okay? They also repeat the CI, which is fine. I showed you how to do it with just once. They repeat the CI, the major equals CI, the way they did on the user interface. On the user interface, you repeated it. And again, this isn't wrong, but professionals would tend to do it the way I showed you and not have to repeat it twice because then they have to write it twice, okay? So this is a problem. It's not the way that I want you to write it. But it's so I want you to pass in a list of them as you wrote them in case Microsoft ends up fixing for you. I can go back and look at your list. Okay? So pass in a list along with the database. So this is in all its glory. What Microsoft generated. Okay. What I want you to do now is go and look at the assignment. And I'm hoping to give you about a half an hour, and it looks like a little bit more, to work on the assignment. So it's a soft SQL database to query with SQL. So first you have to set up a database. Okay, so you can start doing that now. You need to set up a database, and then you need to go and find some articles that talk about soft skills. So you're going to be going and doing a search and coming up with some articles that talk about soft skills. And that's what this database is going to be made up of. And then after you finish that, you can start working on the queries. But I want to make sure everybody is able to get the database structure right, which is why I'm giving you some time. I don't think you'll get to the queries because you got to go find articles. But, and I think I said 10 articles. Yeah, 10 articles. Okay, so start making the database so that if you have problems getting the database and the table made, you can ask either Lindsay or myself. And if you put it on a flash drive, if I were making it, I would put it on a flash drive, or I would put it up on your N drive, which you have access to, but I would put it someplace. If you put it on the C drive, as soon as this computer is turned off, it's lost. So you want to put it on the N drive or put it on a flash drive. And would you start an attendance sheet around? Was anybody not here on Tuesday? Okay, then you should have gotten an email from me putting you in a group. Did you get it? All right?
Yeah.
Okay. There were a few people missing. I just grouped them with my online class.
Well, I drag it over here.